Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are studying Mishnayos Vav and Zion in the first parak of Maseches Edios. So yesterday we had an interesting question. Our Mishnah asked, Lama mazkirin divrei hayachid bein hamarubin? Why do we mention the minority opinion among the majority opinion since we don't follow it? And we answered, in case a later Beis Din wants to rely upon an opinion, then the opinion is recorded. Now, we have the same question today, exactly the same question, and it's not at first clear why it's asking. So our Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Kain, if so, Lama Maskin Divrei HaYachid Bein HaMerubin, Levatala. Why do we mention the minority opinion among the majority opinion for no reason? That's exactly the same question. So we'll see exactly what he's asking here when we get to the Bar Neuro in just a second. First, the answer. Shim Yomar Ha'adam Kachani Makubal. If a person should say, I have such and such tradition that I learned otherwise from my Rebbe, Yomar Lo Kedivrei Ish Ploni Shamata, then they can answer him, you follow the opinion of so-and-so. We know about that, that's a rejected opinion, you're not telling us anything new. So that's another reason why we record minority opinions, because this way those who come shouldn't have the misimpression that they're telling us something new that we haven't learned and maybe we'll consider. We can say we already knew it when we formulated the final halacha. Let's look at the Barton Neuro and he'll explain the question for us. Lama mazkirin divrei hayachid bein hamarubin. Why do we mention the minority opinion among the majority opinion for no reason? Yachid shelo asa shum beis din kedvarav v'hein duchin ubatlin. So we're talking here about an opinion that no Beis Din ever held by, and that it's completely marginalized. So this is an opinion that nobody holds by. Why are even such opinions mentioned? So before we're talking about that a court wants to reverse a ruling, but here now we're talking about an opinion that no one even thought that should be the halacha. One person said it, and everyone else disagreed. So why should such opinions be recorded? Lama mazkirin osan klal, why mention them at all? Umashani, in our Mishnah answers, Shem yomar adam kachani makubal, v'yisma kishiroa she'ein osan kikabalto. And if a person should say, this is what I receive, this is my tradition, and he's confused why nobody else follows, he sees that his opinion is completely disregarded, yomar lo kedivrei ish ploni shamata v'nintchu dvarav. They can answer him, you follow the opinion of such and such person, and his opinion is discarded, it's pushed off. Now, Mishnah Zion starts a new series. Starting in Mishnah Zion, we will have halachas that have three opinions, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Shammai. And Shammai has a different opinion from the school that bears his name. So you might wonder, how is it that Beis Shammai can differ with Shammai? So one explanation for that is, for example, that later Shammai changed his mind. So his school was still following on his earlier opinion and not reflecting his later ruling. But let's take a look at these Mishnayos, and starting with Mishnah Zion. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Rova Atzamos Min Hatzamim, a quarter kav of bones from all different bones. Bein Mishnayim, Bein Mishlosha, whether they come from two corpses or three corpses. So what are we talking about? A quarter kav of bone does what? What it does is that it can make something or someone tamei when it comes to being under the same roof as them, tumas ohel. So that's what we're discussing here. So the opinion of Beis Shammai is that a quarter kav of bones, even from two or three corpses. Beis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel say, Rova atzamos min hagvia, that they have to be a quarter kav of bones from a single corpse, merov habinyan or merov haminyan, and they either have to be from the greater part of the skeletal structure or from the greater number of bones in the body. Shammai omer, and Shammai, not Beis Shammai, but Shammai the person says, afilu me'etzem echad, even from a single bone, a quarter kav, even of one big bone, that will do the trick to create tumas ohel, tent impurity. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Rova atzamos, a quarter kav of bones. Rova kav shal atzamos hames, metamin ba'ohel. So a quarter kav of human bones will create this tent impurity. Ubechos merova, ein metamin el bemegu b'masa. Less than this will only create impurity if you touch them or carry them, avalo ba'ohel, but not by being under the same roof as them. Asari Beis Shammai, de rova kav metamin va'afilu hein memesim harbe. And the opinion of Beis Shammai is that a quarter kav of bones has this effect, even if they're from multiple corpses. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Rova Atzamos Min Hagvia. So Beis Hillel say that they have to be a quarter kav of bones from a single body. Klomar Meguf Echad Shel Meis Echad. One body, one corpse. Velo Mimesim Harbe. But not from multiple corpses. V'afil Shel Meis Echad Ein Matamin Ad Sheyeh Barova Hakav Rov Binyan Dahainu Rov Goda Haguf O Rov Minyan Atzamosav Shel Adam V'yu Meav Esrim U'chamesha Atzamos Shel Minyan Atzamosav Shel Adam Reish Mem Ches. So even if they're from a single corpse, Beis Hillel says, they won't have the effect under a tent unless they come from the better part of the skeletal structure, or if they come from the greater number of bones in a person, which is 125. And this is because there are 248 bones. So 248, half of that is 124, therefore the majority is 125. And Shammai says, afilu me'etzem echad, Shammai the person, not Beis Shammai, says, even from a single bone, im etzem echad shel meis memale rova kav, if the single bone of a person fills a quarter kav, metame ba'ohel, it will create this tent impurity, v'halacha k'beis Hillel, and the halacha in this matter follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. All right, that's Mishnah Zion. Join us tomorrow, and we'll continue this chapter with Mishnah Yeches and Tes.